not brash, impulsive, not prideful, angry, ruthless, it's tender. But stays a hopeful, keeps trying, keeps no grievance, loads evil. It ain't self-seeking, but I think you, think you, think you know that. Gonna use my heart, gonna use my head, gonna use my smile, gonna lose my sadness, gonna lose. Like he, I'm fragile, so fragile. I gotta have something more substantial. Listen to me. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Got a newsflash. Go read. Love something that awakens our chest. But I thank you. You know this. I'm gonna use my heart, I'm gonna use my head, I'm gonna use my smile, I'm gonna lose my sadness, I'm gonna lose my anger, I'm gonna lose my impatience. Oh, cause Christ showed the way to me. Nobody else here shows love like he. Fragile. I gotta learn from the Lord's example given to me. Cause Christ showed the way, you see. Nobody else here showed love like he. I'm fragile, so fragile. I gotta start showing more potential.
Apologetics with an X. And I sense love is in the air today. In this season of love, we picked out some awesome tunes to convey that message. I'm Jerry Q, and joining me is Jay, the lead singer, lyricist for that Christian parody band, Apologetics.
Well, hi, Jerry. It is lovely to be back with you on the air here, and I love doing this show. Of course, there's different kinds of love, you know, and the first song that we let us off with today was talking about the kind of love that God wants from us, and kind of the pure love. 1 Corinthians 13. If you've ever been to a wedding, you've probably heard 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the love chapter. But that was a version of Brass in Pocket by the Pretenders. It's called Brash Impulsive, which are two things. Their love is hot, and that was my daughter Jana who sang that one. This next song that we're going to start off the next set with is a song I actually wrote for my wife. And I wrote it for all the other band wives, too, because we have some really godly women who support the guys in this band. Some great Proverbs 31 kind of wives. And so we did this song. So I had my wife in mind as I was singing it, but I also kept an eye towards the other women in the band. Too, their relationship with her. I wasn't looking at the other women in the band. I was having them in mind and their relationship with their husbands. And it's called You're Really Godly. And it's parody, You Really Got Me, Van Halen's version of the Kinks song. And after that, we have Expected to Love. It's a parody of Addicted to Love. And, you know, we all expect to love one another. And Jesus said that's how they would know that we are his disciples, by the way they love one another. And it's a parody of the old Robert Palmer number one song, like I said, Addicted to Love. And then finally, you know, God's love is free, but you can't buy it. You can't buy the gift of the Holy Spirit, as Peter taught so forcefully in Acts chapter 8. And the song's called Can't Buy Free Love. It's a parody of Can't Buy Me Love by the Beatles.
Baby, I know you wanna be my pure bride. Please don't ever fret, baby. The Holy One will be by your side.
Stuff. Oh yeah. It's closer to
expected to love.
Apologetics with an X. Songs about love today. And speaking of that, Jay, how did you meet your wife?
Well, Jerry, it's funny you should ask that because it has to do with radio. It has to do with radio shows and interviews. Many years ago, 20 years ago, actually, I was doing a radio interview with a station in Nashville, Tennessee, their morning show. We were promoting our new CD at the time, Biblical Graffiti. And somebody out there heard that and ordered one of our CDs. And the lady's name was Lisa. And she lived in Kentucky, and she thought I was funny on the air, and she liked the song we played, so she ordered the CD. And I sent her a thank you note, as I generally send a thank you note to anybody who orders something online. And she sent a real nice note back, and I sent a nice note back, and she sent a nice note back. And pretty soon we realized, hey, we have a really good rapport here. And I didn't even have any idea what she looked like. And one day she sent me a photo. And thankfully, this is back before they had all those phishing scams and stuff where people are trying to pretend who they're not. And I said, my goodness, this lady's very attractive. Not only am I attracted to her personality, I'm attracted to her too. And we eventually instant messaged, and eventually we struck up the courage to talk on the phone. It took about a month before all this happened, but there was communication every day. And we're both writers. She's an excellent writer. She was an English major, and I was a journalism major, so we had a lot to write about. And finally said, we ought to meet each other. So I flew her up to Pittsburgh. I sounded like I had a Learjet or something, but no, I purchased the ticket and got her to go up, and she came up, met my parents, and hung out with the band. Then I came down the following weekend, met her family in Kentucky. We alternated for a few months like that, and finally said, look, we know this is the right thing. And we got married in June, and we dated for about 5 months, got married in June. We've been married 20 years. It's pretty crazy. But the first two people that we're going to sing about here, Jerry, they hadn't even known each other a day, and they got married. Adam and Eve.
Wow.
They have a song called It's Not Eden, and it's Adam's perspective of when the relationship first hit a sour note in the Garden of Eden with a serpent involved. And the song after that is Eve's perspective, and it's called Eve Looks Back. The Adam perspective song is a parody of Superman, It's Not Easy by Five for Fighting. And the Eve Looks Back is a parody of Landslide by Fleetwood Mac. And then since they did have kids, we thought we'd sing about one of their kids, Cain. And a lot of people will say, well, where did Cain get his wife? Well, there are logical, biblical explanations for that. If you listen close to this song, hopefully you can pick those up. Anyway, the song's called Did You Ever Ask Where Cain Got His Wife? It's a parody of the number two hit from the Loving Spoonful, Did You Ever Ask to Make Up Your Mind?
Me because it looks like time for my little son to take a wife. He said, good looking, fine, and a pretty one to make his wife. Before Isaac, come on and get the quick. Now he don't need nobody here. Go look back where I wooed his mommy. I be back soon, a long way there. Please go sweeping it. Said, Lord, who's gonna be Ike's girl? Well, I went too sweet, then my camel stopped to drink. Here comes a girl so fine, and she gives him water, ain't she nice? I said, she took some time, and she did just what I prayed she might. 24 Genesis upon to this a bit. I put a nose ring upon her and some bracelets and booyah. Who the Lord brought here, we shall see what Rebecca says. Now I can lead you home with me. Bethuel is my father's name, yeah. I know he may have much to say before I play your dating game, yeah. I said, are you gonna be Ike's girl?
Well, I found me a wife and she's really good looking. Oh man, she's pretty, she's all that I dream. That Rachel's something, her daddy's real funky. But I wanna keep going on out just the same.
For that daughter, keep on going. Me and Sydney McCrew, won't you keep on smiling for me?
For that daughter, keep on going.
Yes, I simply swoon when you keep on smiling for me.
For that daughter, keep on going.
Kiss your lips soon, won't you keep on smiling for me?
Yeah, keep on striving for wife.
It's gonna take everything.
And a papa's gonna take 7 years of my life.
But I ain't stopping working, cause I'm paying for her ring a lot.
Well, it was Rachel I wanna met. Don't mean no disrespect to Leah. Just take my sweetheart. Papa did some funky switching and then I met the wrong one. And I ain't blind, but everybody thinks I'm done.
For that daughter, keep on going.
Missy, it's your crew, won't you keep on smiling for me?
For that daughter, keep on going.
This could just resume in a week of time, you know me.
For that daughter, keep on going.
Make your sister move over, keep on smiling for me. Everything, and I think it's gonna bring 7 years more strife. But I ain't stopping working, cause I'm paying for her ring a lot. Strive again.
Strive again, man. Make me strive again with your papa.
I'm gonna scram since your daddy
done me wrong. Yes, he's done me wrong.
I like to have some fun and ditch this land. But your papa wants to make me strive again.
Strive again, man. Make me strive again with your papa.
I'm gonna scram since your daddy done me wrong.
Yes, he's done me wrong.
I like to have some fun and ditch this land. But your papa wants to make me strive again.
Strive again, man. Make me strive again with your papa.
I'm gonna scram since your
daddy done me wrong. Yes, he's done me wrong.
I like to have some fun and ditch this land, but your Bible wants to make me strive.
Come on, Rachel.
Come on, Rachel.
Yes, you done me wrong.
I can have some fun and ditch this land, but your Bible wants to make me strive again.
Was once
Hey, Jerry, okay, I told you how I met my wife, Lisa. How did you meet your wife, Kathy?
Well, I'll tell you what, I came to know her face through a cousin, but the actual fun incident that I claim as our meeting and getting acquainted was there was a walk for some very worthwhile organization, of which I don't remember, but they were out at the lake. She and a friend were out at the lake, and they were getting wet and cold, and I, being in the news gathering business at the time for a radio station, had a police scanner. And it said there are two young ladies who want to quit the walk. They're worn out and wet and tired. And could you check on them? Well, I beat the police to the scene and grabbed the girls. I mean, fortunately, at least we had an acquaintance before. She didn't think it was just some strange dude coming up. But anyway, I offered him a ride before the police got there, and the rest is history.
Jerry, you slow dog. That's awesome. So, that is a great story.
Yeah. So anyway, we've got 45 years under our belt now. So that's cool. We've been married 45.
It's right, it's right. That is really awesome. You know, one of the interesting things about the relationship with Lisa and me is the fact that it just so happens that I didn't discover this, but years later, I have a CD copy of the radio interview that she heard on the air with me, with WayFM in Nashville, with Doug Griffin from WayFM, who I'm still in touch with. And so I still have a copy of that very thing that was the first time she ever heard me. I have a copy of the first month of our emails, which was the only communication we had. So we know everything we ever said to each other in that first month. And then we actually got to go on the morning show in Nashville and do a radio show there together once we were engaged. So, yeah, that's pretty awesome. God is so awesome. And he got together some pretty awesome couples. In the Bible, and you know, the first song we're going to do in this next set has to do with how Isaac found his wife Rebecca. That's a pretty awesome story too. And if you listen closely, it'll tell you where you can find that more information about that in Genesis. The first song is "Are You Going to Be Ike's Girl?" It's a parody of "Are You Going to Be My Girl" by Jet. After that, we have Jacob's story of how he met both of his wives, Leah and Rachel, and it's a parody of "Blackwater" by the Doobie Brothers. It's called "That Daughter." And if you listen closely, the first line in this song, I was thinking of my wife Lisa when I wrote this, but I thought Jacob could have said this too. So listen closely to the first line of this song. You'll know it's about my wife Lisa. Then we have "Keep on Loving Ruth." It's a parody of "Keep on Loving You." Ruth, from the perspective of her husband Boaz. And then finally, "Desperate Queen," a parody of "Dancing Queen," another romance between King Xerxes and Esther. Parody of ABBA.
More than some pretty fruit beside a snake, and it's not easy to be deceived. I wish that I could hide, find a pile of leaves, finally we're wise. Now my home I'll never see. There may be a curse upon me like Eve, but even she will have a righteous seed. I may be just dirt, but once she conceives, even we may have our rights redeemed. But it's not easy to be with Eve. Told us get away. I can't stand.
pregnant with kids tonight, and that's one way we know there's a plan. So Lord, we'll yet see, looking for special things inside of even Spider-Man.
Took it down. Bite an apple and it turns to brown. And I saw my deception, and there's no cover here. And at last pride brought me down. Oh, we weren't meant to die, but it's rough. Can the child within me now rise above? Can I say things to change him so he'll thrive? Can I handle when I see him fuss and cry?
That's his wife, he wasn't naughty. It came down to Eve, who came from his body. Their children were the only ones in the world. It's not like King could choose a thousand other girls. And now you know at last how King got his wife. Picking the one to be the love of his life. It's no longer legal in our modern times. Read Leviticus 18 verse 9. Now it's a really different world and millions exist here. And man, I'm not attracted to my younger sister. And thank God the Father took Moses aside and said, tell them leave home, son, we're taking their bride. So if skeptics ever try to get snide, and they ask me dumb, so just to cover their pride, just go to the pages of Scripture as guide, then you never have to blindly reply.
Apologetics with an X is here for you each week, no matter how you decide to listen. It's all connected to our flagship station, Angel 95 FM. Now, locals listen at 95.3 FM. We're streaming on multiple platforms. You can tune in Alexa on the angel95fm.com site. Besides tune in, you've got the phone apps. And if you listen live, we're on in the Central Time Zone at 7 Saturday and Sunday nights and 11 Monday mornings. Again, that's Central. And, of course, you can listen to several past shows on demand now at the Angel 95 FM site.
That's right, and they are definitely on demand, Jerry, because we have a demand for them. We have people saying, hey, I can't fit these three times into my schedule, but I really want to hear this. How can we do it? Jerry graciously put them on the website, so we just think that's awesome, and we're so grateful for the opportunity to do that, and we're grateful to all of you who are listening out there. If you want to find more Apologetics music, the key thing is remember the name of the show, Apologetics with an X. So if you're trying to find us, Google Apologetics with an X, or you can go to our website, apologetics.com. It's Apologetics with an X. Go to iTunes, Amazon MP3, Pandora, Spotify, YouTube, wherever. Just remember, it's Apologetics with an X. And this next set of songs we're going to do for you is some interesting relationships from the Bible that weren't quite as smooth as some of the others. Not that Jacob and Rachel's was always smooth, but first one is Samson and Delilah. It's a parody from the perspective of Samson. It's a parody of the song Hey There, Delilah by the Plain White Tees. And ours is called Play Fair, Delilah. And Samson has a beef with his girlfriend. This is before he's totally caught on to the fact that something is afoot. After that, we have Solomon lamenting his many relationships. It's called No More Mr. Wise Guy. It's a parody of No More Mr. Nice Guy by Alice Cooper. Then we have, a very interesting story in the Bible from the book of Hosea, and how God tells Hosea to go marry a wayward wife, some would say a prostitute, named Gomer. This is before Gomer Pyle wrecked the name for girls everywhere. And anyway, this song's called Hosea, and it's a parody, like I said, of Steely Dan's Josie. And finally, a lot of people say, well, was Jesus married? I read the Da Vinci Code, and this person says Jesus was married and stuff, and I say, Jesus is going to be married, and technically the Bible will say he's married, but he's married to all of us. He's married to the church. And this song's about that. It's called Christ's Wedding. It's a parody of White Wedding by Billy Idol.
Play fair, Delilah, though I like you and you're pretty. There's 1,000 pounds of weight I'm lifting right now, and you're sitting on my shoes. Most girls aren't quite as light as you, but it's very rude. Ain't fair, Delilah, though you're really quite persistent. It's not fair how you get on me, 'cause I'm strong without nutrition or exercise. Did you employ some private eyes to find out why? Oh, what you do to me? Oh, it's much too cruel to me. Oh, what you do to me? Oh, it's worse than UFC, WWE. fair, Delilah. I know I'm not sweating hard, but girl, you really shouldn't send in guys to do mixed martial arts when I'm in bed. We'll have to fight until they're dead. My wardrobe's wrecked. Play fair, Delilah, you've got steroid allegations. Though I'm simply strong, you wrote that I was taking HGH, and I am not. Even though I love to read your blog, girl, that was wrong. Oh, what'd you do to me? Oh, it's much too cruel to me. Oh, what'd you do to me? Oh, it's worse than UFC. 1,000 pounds seems pretty hard, but I ain't got veins that sprain my arms. It bothers you that I have some other way. Your friends, they always cause a fuss, but I just laugh and womp their butts. You know that they have never felt such pain. I can promise you the Bible will reveal the truth, but girl, you'll never ever read a page, 'cause you're new age. Play fair, Delilah, just be good and don't you diss me. No more tears or I'll be done with you, and I'll remain a mystery without a clue. You'll need a dog like Scooby-Doo. You can be as clever as you want to. Hey, where did I leave my shampoo? That's the one for you. Oh, what'd you do to me? Oh, it's much too cruel to me. Oh, what'd you do to me? Worse than UFC, it's like watching Halo 3. Oh, 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 whoa, 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 whoa.
Thank you.
Just
ride surprise. I went berserk with my ego and every Bible shows. First Kings 11, Ecclesiastes, they'll put you in the know. They say no more Mr. Wise Guy, no more Mr. P, no more Mr. Wise Guy. They say no more Mr. Wise.
collars and chains. I knew he once had been a proud Pharisee. His faith was kind of strong in God's favorite song. And I could tell he didn't belong in prison with me. Yeah, me. I could tell he didn't belong in prison with me. Yeah, me. Singing, I love Apostle Paul. He put a lot of lines in the good book, baby. I love Apostle Paul. So no one can defy leaving yesterday. Ow! He smiled, so I got up and asked, will you frame? Well, that don't matter, he said, cause I'm not ashamed. For Jesus to take me home, I need to be in Rome. When execution comes, you still be free. Yeah, free. When execution comes, you still be free. And singing, I love Apostle Paul. You put a lot of lines in the good book, baby. I love Apostle Paul. From Romans into Philemon, yes, and day. All and see what became of Paul's second Timothy. Singing,